Okay, I'm up.
Ready,
Yeah.
set, go. Okie dokie. Okay. I just, for some weird reason, it flashed as we were. There's a lot of theory here, but I want to keep telling us, because for me, it's so critical to drive it into the practical, to drive it into the day-to-day practical in whatever we're doing.
Right.
Just, that's where that takes effort to do.
Yeah.
Anywho, where are we now
Oh, I'd
in
like
all
to
this?
share a little bit of the comment from the log. Townsie Girl was saying, moving beyond thought and be in the moment with intention and will. And I added, above all, openness to connection with the greater whole. She says, ah, okay. I said it requires suspension of certain parts of the ego. And then David added, moving beyond mechanical thought, then in the moment of intention and fresh will. And that's important. What is that moment of intention and fresh will?
That's what we were talking about earlier, that moment of freedom. And trying to relate it back to one small habit, what we're doing is observing the sleeping machine and how it works. And when we do that, the thing that is doing the observation cannot be, by definition, cannot be from mechanical anything, certainly not mechanical thought. And will, that's where will is, and that attention. So we're creating a new something there. And it's heated by this struggle with of observation. As you said earlier, T, is that it was, if we just go on in our habits, they just go on. They're happy. But we interrupt that by observing them. And it's that moment of interruption where something happens. That's where the ball game is, right there.
Yes, and sometimes we find that moment of interruption uncomfortable, which is why the Tibetans have symbolized awakening as the thunderbolt. It shakes you down. And the hanged man card in the tarot deck, where the guy's being thrown out of the tower is structure. And the structure gets shaken down. A lot of things are happening currently, that shaking down people's structure. That's the energies on the planet are like that right now. So, do we use it for our awakening, or do we feel just simply distressed by it and waste that distress?
I think part of our job a little bit was to maybe mention the fact that of the next chapter, is that correct?
Yes.
Or do we just want to stay on one small habit?
I think that what we could do here is to ask if there are more questions, comments, or experiences about one small habit. And if we're not hearing any from the group, then we'll move into the Chapter 10 mentation. So if anyone has anything, then please come forth. Okay, so I will read the short header on mentation, and if your comment shows up in the meantime, that's okay. We'll backtrack a little bit. Mentation. Mentation is the force of collected attention which activates the higher mental body.
Yikes.
Yikes is right.
What does all that mean? At the very end of the chapter, it says, I am, but I forgot just what. And so that's where we're headed. It's It's kind of a, I find the chapter is a little bit of a big meal, but let's see if I can just maybe highlight a couple of things.
I like to add Silverdale's comment first. Mentation is to the non-phenomenal self what thinking is to our historical personality. That deserves repeating. Mentation is to the non-phenomenal self what thinking is to our historical personality. Very nice.
Okay. Very nicely put. So a few chapters ago we were talking about the reactive emotions where we have, we don't, I think we even said, well, we don't have real emotions, we just have reactions to things. And that's pretty much the scribe of our life, is that we just go about reacting to stuff. Well, mentally, it's the same damn thing. Mostly, we don't actually think. What we do is we just respond, you know, we have a mental chatter that goes whatever the dialogue is. Like, for instance, it's very difficult to listen to what I am actually saying. And I'm sure if I was going to listen to the tape on this, I would have a hard time listening to it. But so it's rather than doing associative thinking, mentation starts to be thinking, paying attention.
Tying that in with our previous conversation, Silverdale adds, with the acceleration of our vibratory sensation, the linear world slows down and the spherical world is present, all in one moment. Active mentation enables one to communicate feeling directly without the intervention of words or outward physical manifestations. Anybody out there?
Yeah. So when you work your way through the chapter, I want to point out a couple of things. I'm going to go to page 99 and just going to read a couple of quick paragraphs. Okay? We can turn back and pick up all the attention we have scattered behind us all over creation in much the same way that a child leaves a trail of clothes behind them. This little but powerful ingredient of collected attention is to mentation what the fulcrum was to Archimedes. Then, taking any object, such as an ashtray, we can concentrate our full attention on it until no interruptions from the outer sources of interest occur. Have a seance with it, looking, listening, feeling it, etc. We establish a new organization of the nervous system as a result of this new mental activity. Now, then the author tells us, now try this same concentration of attention on an organic part of the machine, then on a thought, then on trying to recapture a mood from your childhood by intentionally reproducing its sensation. So we're trying to create a new way of thinking. All of us have thought in this new manner that we're talking about here. Everyone has. It's doing it intentionally that suddenly something may be different. Okay?
Before you go on off of that chapter, we can discuss it next week, but I'd like to earmark the line, we can turn back and pick up all the attention we have scattered behind us all over in creation in much the same way the child leaves a trail of clothes behind him. I'd like to think more or talk more about what it means to turn back and pick up the attention that we've scattered behind us. And is that an energy exercise that one could do to begin collecting oneself by pulling back into ourselves substance of attention that we may have pushed outside of ourselves? Can that be collected, and if so, how?
Where was the chapter? I'm back on, way back on the struggle of the sorcerers, chapter 6, and the concept of the process of redemption. Okay? So, as we activate these new organs, in a sense, in ourselves, we are redeeming, yes, lost energy, blocked energy, and we're redeeming that part of ourselves. And the same thing will occur in the mental centrum. We're going to need to get more into this chapter. That's all. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. I mean, he goes on to talk about purgatory and things like that.
Okay, we can talk about it next week more. Mark Roach added, and what Teresa was saying, does that relate to pups? I forgot what pups was. Silverdale, in my experience, an active effort to collect attention is not as productive as simply focusing on the pacification of the historical personality, which achieves the same end. And Sama said, the trail scattered attention like beings are lost pups. Oh, parallel universe persona. And I think that from the perspective, Silverdale, that you're talking, I agree with you. As an energy worker, and knowing some exercises that I've seen that pull energy back into the body, sometimes it's extremely powerful. I saw an amazing breakthrough with a client yesterday by going after a piece and pulling back in the piece that had been outside of the body. And as soon as he did it, his whole experience of sensation in the body and emotions changed. So there are ways to begin to actually go directly after the energetics and get a big shift pretty quickly. And there are a lot of different ways in different systems. I was just interested if someone in this group had some ideas about that.
Do you want to read what Silverdale said a little bit earlier?
Want me to read that again? In my experience, an active effort to collect attention is not as productive as simply focusing on the pacification of the historical personality, which achieves the same end.
So, we can concentrate on just the pacification of the biological machine in its sleep, by paying attention on it, by working and paying attention on it, the way we're talking about in these last few chapters, releases much. We find ourselves in that manner. That's all.
Are we headed into the rest of the chapter?
Yeah. Well, I'm cognizant of the time, or should I just jump in to the next whole level of stuff?
Jump in and just see where it goes, and just sometimes you're able to move through it pretty quickly. Let's agree to discuss it next week, and in which case I think you can get through it in a few minutes.
Okay. Okay, so this phrase here, like on page 99, where it says, have a seance with the object that you're looking at, listening to. By that, I think he just simply means pay attention to it. Actually look at it. Actually think about the concept that you're reading. Really just use your brain, think about it, pay attention to it. When you do that, that's when you start to exercise that muscle. You know how sometimes you go, oh, I'm going to read this. It's like one page long, but it's hard for you to read. What is hard about it? Or what is the reluctance to just starting to do it? What's happening there? What's happening is that you're leaving the mechanical sleeping self and you're activating the mental centrum. You're activating this, and there's a pain in that. There's actually a disturbance of the force, quote unquote, but the force with a small f. It's the force of the sleeping machine. So you activate that and you say, I'm going to read this and I'm going to understand it. You know you can, but there's this inner reluctance that starts to come up. Very, very interesting. Anyway, so mentation is, in part, is I wrote down, is the fruit of our gathered attention. We begin, it's concentrated attention is what we're going to work with here. Let's see. Let us pause for a moment to consider, what is the use of mentation? We don't want to just become big brainiacs. Who cares? You know, we want to proceed with using this tool for our transformation. That's why we're doing this stuff. Hang on.
Silverdale said, once you can experience your own vibratory sensation, then you can learn to reverberate with other people and objects around you, which informs the non-phenomenal self of differentiation in unity. Lovely.
Okay, go ahead.
That's done.
Were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. So once again, it's how do we create then the vibratory, our own vibratory sensation? How do we reverberate with it? How do you begin to get that? These are the tools that we're talking about in the last few chapters. We're interrupting the regular flow of the mechanical machine, and in that interruption, we begin to discover our own source of vibratory, our non-phenomenal self. We begin to see our essential self and where it is, what it feels like in us. And we begin to work with that. And I guarantee you, you begin to see stuff. You do. You begin to see stuff in the physical world around you in a different manner. I had this strange experience. Well, anyway, I won't. It had to do with, you know, I thought I could see what people meant by where stones have certain qualities, you know, and I felt like I could start to read those stones and objects. It was in a particular place, but I could. I don't quite know what I was reading, but I knew I was reading something. And that's because I wasn't stuck in the mechanical self of, oh, that's just a rock.
Yes?
No, I was just reading the log.
Yeah, Silverdale said, a woman understands this as part of her nature. I wasn't sure what he meant, this. this is virtually impossible for a man to experience. Mark Roach, there's a line from Shakespeare about if one has eyes to see and ears to hear, and there are sermons in the stones. Silverdale said the use of vibratory sensation is a basis for understanding the world. Yes, except I'd like to say that we're all both men and women, and it depends on our experience of ourselves, our exact balance. Some of us are more masculine, some of us are more feminine, and but men have access to their feminine aspects, and women have access to their masculine aspects. If we allow ourselves to access that, it can be harder to. Jung calls the man and the woman, and the woman and the man, the inferior element. It's not that it's not worth as much. It's that it's not the primary, and so it can be harder for some to access. But we can access it if we focus on developing it.
And for the most part, most people aren't aware of the fact that they can sense things in a vibratory manner. They don't live there. Even though that might be a natural thing for a woman, many times it's just ignored in favor of the mechanical self that was built, that has been built up.
Or the conditioned roles, which is conditioned, I'd say role conditioning being so mechanical is almost a death toll for real intimacy, because people are playing out mechanical roles instead of relating. Silverdale said, true, once a man masters his feminine side, then he strengthens his masculine aspects. And that's true for women too. And that's great. That's a good comment.
So ahead of us is the holy planet Purgatory. Oh my God. Remorse of conscience, the cave, big stuff.
You think you're losing us a little.
Well, that's coming ahead in the chapter on mentation. We're unraveling, by using these simple exercises, we're just unraveling how our nature works and how what's possible before us here. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
So, would we like to stop the class at this point and then take up our discussion of the rest of the chapter at the beginning of the next course? Townsend Girl said, I think our heads are full. I think our heads are full, and David probably has a lot to take care of for traveling early tomorrow. And so it's probably a good time to call it a night here, pretty much on time. So that being said, I'd like to thank everybody for showing up tonight and your great participation and stimulating conversation. And we will meet again, same time, next week. So thanks again, and good night, all.
Good night.
Bye.